Now it's time for 300 Villages. This week, we're visiting Tatitlik, a tiny village in Prince William Sound, south of Valdez.
My name is David Totemoff Sr. I'm the Native Village IRA Council President for the community. The village is only 50 plus people, counting all the kids. The kids have to understand that we are here to help one another. So I'm hoping that we can find that with one of these generations, because we lost it for a while. Before the earthquake, there was almost 3/4 of the people in the community were commercial fishermen. As the time went on, the permits were sold and people completely got out of the fishing that we all grew up with, and now we're trying to survive, so to speak. We don't have the resources at the moment, but we're working on making some different jobs happen for the kids that are growing up here so they can continue to live here instead of having to move to Anchorage or Valdez or Corova. The oil spill, I think we were fortunate that the oil went westward from the community. It never did reach in here, even though the conditions were right for the oil to move back in here, because we see icebergs float through here all the time. We're subsistence users. We live off our land. We try to make sure that there's not depleted, and the Exxon oil probably had a very, very tremendous negative effect on all of the resources that we had in the past.
That was David Totemoff Sr., Tatitlik's IRA Council President. 300 Villages is AK's attempt to put every community in Alaska on the radio. Thanks for listening to AK this week. We had help from Daisha Eaton, Tony Gorman, Annie Fite, and Dave Waldron. Tune in next week for more great stories from around the state. I'm Mark Earhart.